The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Val Nichushkin, 8 years, $49 million. This is a guy that was considered a bum. This is a guy that was drafted 10th overall, Mark, that went 57 games just three seasons back without scoring a single goal. This is a guy that washed out of the league, that went to the KHL after he was drafted. This is a guy that had his team buy out his rights just to get the hell out of here.
What is it, KHL?
That's KHL.
There's a Kremlin Hockey League? Is that what it is? Is that what it stands for?
I think it's the Continental Hockey League.
Where's the C?
Yeah, what?
It's with a K.
With a K.
Yeah. International Professional League. Russia, 22 clubs in it, whatever.
The Continental.
With a K. Continental with a K.
I don't trust them.
But this is a
good thing. Don't try Stoke. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is why I can't spell. This is my dyslexia kicking in.
This was a guy who was just dirt on the grave.
Right.
And here he is. Like, you close your eyes. You can't imagine the Colorado Avalanche right now without this guy. He was such a major part of everything.
He was great. By the way, who's the guy that invented, like, discovered dyslexia and then decided to make it the toughest word in the world to spell? Hey, these kids can't spell. They can't read. Everything's backwards. D-I-S? No. D-Y-S. Let's go. Like, who is that guy? What a turd.
Screw those kids.
Yeah, screw those little kids that can't read. We're going to make this real word tough. I have issues with that dude.
Anyone want to say anything?
No.
Anyone want to comment?
He's great. He's tough. He does all the dirty work. And you can tell how great he is by, you know, this contract that they gave him. He's not the highest profile guy on this team, certainly. But he just does all the little things that they know and appreciate inside that building. I mean, that's a big boy contract. 8 years. 6.1 per year.
Yeah.
Big time contract. Big time extension. Good for him. Perseverance. Talk about a journey.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, from a first round pick to, you know, going back to Russia to play hockey, I don't think that was his plan.
That wasn't the plan.
No. But it ended up being it ended up working out for him, and a great signing by the Avs.
What was the plan when they spelled Continental with a K? What was that plan? I'm not letting it go.
Next to the Morning Brew.
This is the general manager. He'll be doing the day-to-day general manager duties and working on building this roster with the staff. Outside of that, I don't know if it's going to change that much for me, other than I won't be doing the day-to-day GM duties and calling other general managers, but we talk every day. We've talked every day for 5-6 years about hockey and going over things, and we've always done stuff together and with our staff, and that's still going to continue.
We saw the same sort of setup with the Denver Nuggets in recent years, where the GM becomes the president, the assistant GM becomes the GM. Same sort of setup here, same sort of structure. Joe Sakic, Mark, taking a step out and up from the GM role to the president of hockey operations, while Chris McFarland, who has certainly paid his dues 7 years as Sakic's assistant, gets an opportunity to fill those shoes in the general manager role.
Yeah, it's always kind of, isn't that always how it kind of goes? Is you take a step up, you get elevated. Let's spell that with a K. Elevation with a K. but you get elevated within the organization. But the best organizations have kind of a system of checks and balances, right?
Right.
They truly are a collective with a K. They're a collective when it comes to decision-making, Stoke.
Yeah. I mean, you look at I was a part of the Ravens, and Ozzie Newsome was there forever, and just the scouting department that he built, and then he decides to move on. Well, they kept continuity there. It's really important for the owner, Steve Bisciotti, to keep the guys in place, and he would overpay the assistants to keep them in place because he knew Ozzie was moving on in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And so they had structure there. You look at the structure with the Nuggets, and then you look at the structure here with the Avs, and Sakic rewarded for bringing a championship here and moving up. So a little bit less work for him.
Yeah.
Right. A little bit, some stuff off his plate. Good for him. He deserves it. So, I think this is a great move.
I like that. Continuity. KON.
Oh, gosh.
Next in the Morning Brew.
Daddy was a high school football coach who loved the game. He had wanted me to be his All-American linebacker, and had I been a son instead of a daughter, I think I might have done it. But instead, he taught his little girl to be a student of the game. Every week, we'd race to the store to get Street and Smith's Pro Football Report. We would watch the Alabama Crimson Tide on Saturdays and the Cleveland Browns on Sunday.
That's the voice of Condoleezza Rice, who is becoming a part of the Walton Penner Broncos ownership group. Condoleezza has been involved with football for quite a while now. And, you know, think as someone who, you know, didn't grow up here, someone who's, you know, moved here in 2017, I'm constantly gaining, you know, context on everything. I didn't realize Condoleezza Rice went to University of Denver.
Yeah. DU.
And got her doctorate there. I read that she started going to DU when she was 15 years old.
Wow.
So she's got real Denver connections, and she's been involved with the game of football for quite some time, college football committee. She was on the Manning cast with the Mannings, and now she's part of the Broncos.
Isn't that cool? I did not realize that she started going to school when she was 15.
Crazy. Like, college.
College.
What are you doing at 15 years old, Mark?
It was that was my fourth year in the eighth grade at that point, or something like that.
He's back. Guess who's back?
I was trying to get out of the sixth grade at 15. I was like, okay, this is the year I finally make it out. Dude, how about that?
Condoleezza Rice involved with the Broncos, though.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I got a chance to meet her a few years ago.
Really?
At the Pebble Beach Pro-Am when I was out there with Caddy and for Peyton.
Nice.
And she was out there. We were doing a practice round, and obviously they know each other. And so that was really cool. She couldn't have been nicer. And that's a good little nugget there. I didn't know she went to college right here at DU. That's really awesome. So really cool.
Love it. Next in the Morning Brew.
When the game starts, you play baseball and you play it hard. And I think, you know, Randall's, you know, showed that tonight, how he plays. Diving catch, long run, another sliding diving catch, home run, base hit to start the ninth. I mean, he had a good game. He had a good game. Just shows you that it's a combination of everything. Not just, you know, the bird breaking ball or Machado's homer off Gilbreth. It's the collection of everything. And it's specifically to Randall, he did his part.
You know, the Rockies are coming off a loss when you hear the sounds of silence.
Right.
Stoke, I'll give $5. You know who sings this?
I'll take a wild guess and say
classic.
The Doors. Wildflowers.
No,
Tom Petty.
And the Heartbreak Kids.
All good guesses, though. Oh, yeah. All good guesses.
Beatles, John Lennon,
Simon and Garfunkel. What's Garfunkel's first name?
That was my next one.
Garfunkel's first name?
Yeah.
I don't know. Art Garfunkel. Yeah.
Rockies lose last night. An assumed doormat here in 2022. Had won 3 of 4 games. They get tripped up. They lose 6-5 to the Padres. And the lasting image, I don't know if you guys have seen it, the sort of pseudo collision in the infield with a going to throw a ball at pull. Have you guys seen that?
No.
It's pretty ugly. I'll show you during the break. It's bad news bears type stuff.
Uh-huh.
But Rockies lose game one to the Padres last night. Game two will be tonight. It is at home. Padres, a slight favorite in that one. Okay.
Oh, no! We suck again!
It's true.